Outside this Tesco Extra store, it's lunchtime and there's plenty of shoppers popping in to pick up a sandwich. But today, Britain's largest supermarket revealed like-for-like sales, excluding petrol and VAT, fell for the last half year by 0.5%.
Customers, the people of Britain, have to make up their own minds about how they manage their own finances.
That's Tesco's chief exec, Philip Clark, who says they're doing what they can to attract shoppers in store.
3,000 prices reduced. We listened to customers and they said, just be the right price every day on the things that we buy. And that's what we've done.
There's been better news for Sainsbury's today, who say their like-for-like sales, excluding petrol, for the same period are up by 1.9%. Their chief executive, Justin King, is also aware that families are feeling the squeeze.
Times are tough, and it is important that our politicians are realistic about how tough those times are for our customers and their voters.
Later, when the Prime Minister addresses his party conference, he's expected to urge people to pay off their debts. These shoppers told me that David Cameron is out of touch.
He's not keeping it real, really. It's not as easy as that.
It's hard enough to live day by day, never mind pay off the debts. Debts are getting worse.
They're trying to teach you how you manage your life. I think it's out of order because everybody should be able to take charge of their own lives.
The PM will flesh out his thinking to the party faithful this afternoon. Whether he'll make it all add up for these shoppers here remains to be seen.